Today with Claire Byrne on RTE Radio 1, sponsored by Cash and Carry Kitchens, at the heart of Irish homes for over 40 years. Cashandcarrykitchens.ie.
The future of Jonathan Hill as the Football Association of Ireland CEO is in doubt today as the FAI board meets in Abbottstown. Jonathan Hill has been, avoiding the media ever since questions were raised at the Public Accounts Committee about his pay arrangements. And this meeting comes on the back of two friendlies, as you know, in which the men's team failed to register a single goal. They lost 1-0 to Switzerland last night and they held Belgium scoreless at the weekend. Well, I'm joined now by soccer writer at the42.ie, Gavin Cooney. Good morning, Gavin.
Morning, Claire.
So tell me about Jonathan Hill and what's been going on, because he seems to have been avoiding interviews of late.
Yeah, so Jonathan Hill, as you mentioned, appeared with an FAI delegation in front of the Public Accounts Committee in the third week of February, and it didn't go very well for the FAI, to be honest. Obviously, he was being asked about this situation in which his salary was above the agreed threshold under the terms of the government bailout. The reason it had gone above that is because he was paid holiday pay in lieu of, he was paid cash in lieu of holiday days not taken. And really the problem arose less in the act than of the explanation. He explained that he didn't ask for this holiday payment, but it was accidentally given to him because of a throwaway line he made, effectively a joke, in an email to a junior employee that was seen by the director of finance. Ever since then, he's effectively gone to ground from a media point of view. He declined questions from us immediately after that committee meeting. And then, in a quite a bizarre scene last week, the FAI announced a new sponsorship deal with Sky. It's the main sponsor. They'd been without one for the season. Your men's team since 2020. So, you know, Sky are a good sponsor. It's a major win for the FAI, but Jonathan Hill stood at the back of the room during a press conference with John O'Shea and Seamus Coleman and said nothing. In Dion Fanning's words, it's a rare instance of the FAI choosing to bury good news.
Mm-hmm. But he was in the room during, it does sound very bizarre. So he wasn't part of the official announcement, but he was there.
Yeah, he was. Yeah, I think his phone even went off a few minutes into the press conference. But while he stood at the back of the room, he wasn't made available for interview, and nor were there any figures from Sky there. You know, and we got an email press release. The FAI actually didn't send out a press release, which was curious enough, but Sky did via a PR firm, and we were told that the Sky CEO would be available for interview. But the norm at these events and the precedent set by when the FAI last announced a deal with Sky is that both the CEO of the FAI and the CEO of Sky are present to talk up how great a sponsorship deal this is and are available for interviews. So, mm-hmm. I mean, I think it's fair to speculate that the fact that they didn't take that tack this time round is that they decided it would be better if we didn't publicise this at all, given the possibility for further negative headlines.
Okay, well, I suppose we don't know their motivation for making that call, but that's your own judgment on it. So can we talk a little bit then about what's going on internally within the FAI when it comes to Jonathan Hill's position, and whether there might be some sort of a heave against him? Is that what's happening?
It does appear that moves are afoot, yes. So Jonathan Hill's position was very much weakened after the Public Accounts Committee because, you know, people found it hard to buy this explanation, to be honest, on the committee. I mean, Alan Dillon called it a cock and bull story. And ever since, Jonathan Hill's position has been weakened among people, among the grassroots of the FAI who are represented on their General Assembly, and among a few members of the board. So there is a cohort on the FAI board who I think it's fair to say want him out, or certainly have lost support in him. The President, Paul Cook, told the Public Accounts Committee in February that his confidence has been challenged in Jonathan Hill. But it was also significant that the chairman, an independent figure called Tony Keohane, he expressed confidence in Hill at the Public Accounts Committee. So it's just a matter of, you know, where the numbers go and where the majority vote goes on all of this. But the general vibe you pick up from talking to people close to what's happening and people in Irish football is that the likelihood is that we're in the final lap of Jonathan Hill's time as the FAI CEO. There's a meeting today. It's a scheduled board meeting, so there's lots of things up for discussion. Jonathan Hill's future is, or position is believed to be one of those. And, you know, I mean, are we expecting a press release to announce something, announce his departure tonight? I don't think so. But certainly anyone I've been talking to on football would not be surprised if Hill is not there in 2 or 3 months' time.
OK, the final lap. Like, how many laps has he done? He hasn't been there that long, has he?
Not that long. He arrived in 2020, toward the end of 2020, I think, yeah. So obviously there's been, you know, and if he does indeed leave, like, it's more turmoil and more upheaval at the FAI. I mean, they're on to, I think he's, if you include interim and permanent CEOs, he'll have been the fifth since John Dennis. 2019. So if they're going back out looking for someone else, it's not a great look for them, is it? Like, it's more uncertainty in the organisation.
He was brought in because he was a breath of fresh air. He was new to the organisation. He'd nothing to do with the past. So you'd wonder where it went wrong, if it has gone wrong.
Yeah, exactly. Like, he made a virtue of the fact that he was arriving without baggage. He even told me at his first press conference that he didn't read Champagne Football, the book by Mark Tighe and Paul Rowan that documented the Delaney years, which I find kind of remarkable. But, you know, he was obviously setting himself up as a complete break from the past. But I think some people perhaps on the board, but definitely members of the old football family among the General Assembly, never supported the fact that he didn't move to Ireland. I think that was a sticking point with people. Mm-hmm. Now, he never fully explained his decision not to move to Ireland. So I think, to be fair to him, you have to leave open the possibility, which has never been denied by the FAI, that he didn't move to Ireland because of personal reasons that may be sensitive for whatever reason. But the fact is that people have never really got over the fact that he hasn't moved over here. And there have been other sticks with which to beat him with. Obviously, the long search for a sponsor was one of them, because his background was primarily commercial, coming from the FA in England previously. So, yeah, and then obviously the Public Accounts Committee was a very damaging day for him. But in fairness, the counterpoint to that, Blair, is that it was a damaging day for the FAI as a whole, because one of the big issues at the Public Accounts Committee is that the email thread... which explains this whole holiday payment and included the throwaway line, as Jonathan Hill said it, that led to the money being in his account. Those emails were submitted to the committee and were entirely redacted. And to be fair, the redaction of those emails was not just Jonathan Hill's decision. The FAI board signed off on that, you know. So, I mean, I think there's a bit of introspection might not go amiss as well. Mm.
Now, will we talk about football for a couple of minutes before we finish? Yeah. It was so disappointing last night again that they went down 1-0 to Switzerland. But John O'Shea, like, it's really interesting now that he's saying he would be interested in the job. Is there a mystery candidate coming up in April to manage the Ireland team?
This is, yeah. So basically the FAI are asking the country to trust us, that we've got this. And it's perhaps a recognition of how the FAI are held in esteem across the country, that no one really fully believes them.
Right.
So this is what they're saying. Like this wild rumour and speculation now that O'Shea, that there is no mystery candidate in April and that O'Shea will be installed. My impression is that there is, to be honest. I mean, even senior figures who are privy to the process were telling me on Monday night that that John was only an interim candidate for these two games, and that there is a mystery candidate along the way, and that they will be announced around the 10th of April. So they said early April. They don't want to announce it while the women's national team are playing qualifiers against England and against France. So you're looking at maybe from the 10th of April.
I don't understand that either.
Yeah, I think you're not alone in that. I think they don't want to overshadow the women's national team. They've got to sell tickets at the Aviva Stadium for the game against England. There's a lot of tickets to sell, so maybe they don't want to get in the way of that. But I would be more along your lines, Claire. I just want to be put out of my misery now. You know, we've been waiting since November to hear who Stephen Kenny's replacement is. We still don't know who it is. We have a long list of candidates who it won't be. The FAI are insistent that it won't be John O'Shea, but I think I wouldn't blame anyone for telling the FAI, look, lads, I'll believe it when I see it.
Yeah, it's Kaiser Sose, isn't it? You were right. So who is the wild speculation centering around? Or is there such a long list that it's a very hard conversation to have?
It's a tough conversation to have. Obviously, O'Shea, there's lots of support for O'Shea now. All of the players seem to would really like him in there. I mean, they're enthusiastic in their support for him. Obviously, there's a bit of speculation about Gus Poyet, who's the Greece manager. He obviously took his Greece team to Dublin and played Ireland twice last year and played us off the park both times. He now looks like he'll be out of a job with the Greek FA because they failed to qualify for the Euros last night in losing a playoff against Georgia on penalties. Now, I don't think it's Gus Poyet because if the timelines are to match up, he would have had to have committed to being available in April before he was knocked out of the Euros qualifying phase last night. And anyone who watched Greece last night should really pray to God that it won't be Gus Poyet, because in Eamon Dunphy's words in the paper today, it was Stone Age football. Like, right. It was a very tough watch. So, I mean, it's a mystery candidate. And the other reason that people are finding it hard to believe that there is a mystery candidate is the fact that no one has a clue who it is.
Yeah, okay.
I mean, the FAI historically is a sieve, but yeah, nothing's come out on this.
Not on this one. Okay, we'll keep in touch. Thanks very much, Gavin Cooney. Gavin Cooney, none the wiser after that, despite his great explanation of what might be going on behind the scenes with that vacancy. We just don't know who it is. If you do, will you text us and let us know? 51551. Or if you want the job, if you want to be the Ireland manager, should give us a shout and we'll pass your name on to the FAI. We'll take a break back after this.
Text 51551 today with Clare Byrne on RTE Radio 1.